服侍神是一种恩典，也是一种机会。
And serving God is an opportunity. It is also a grace from God.
我记得在我当传道的经验当中，最少有两个信徒，在他离世的前一天或者前两天，我去看他。
And I remember in all my years being a full-time preacher, there are at least two instances when I visit the brethren just before they depart from the world.
他对我说如果主耶稣再给他机会，他一定要从心里面真正的去爱神跟爱人。
And they told me that if the Lord gives him another chance, he would love the Lord from his heart and to love men.
我想他讲这个话是真心话。
I think this came from his heart.
因为他已经快离世了。
And because it is almost time for him to leave the world.
真的，他们是有心，但是已经没有机会了。
Although they have the heart, they have no more opportunity to serve God.
所以我们在这样看起来我们能够服侍神，这是一种机会。
So from this we can see that if we have the opportunity to serve God,
那当然这也是一种恩，
it is given by God.
这也是一种恩典。
It is a grace from God.
那服侍神我们两件事情很重要。
In serving God, there are two things that are very important.
一个是动机，一个是态度。
And one is our motive, one is our intention, our attitude.
那这就是我们灵修的项目。
And these are two areas that we need to cultivate ourselves in.
那如果动机纯正，态度很正确，那结果就交给神嘛。
So if we have the correct motive and we have the correct attitude, then we will leave the result to God.
那有时候我们如果遇到人服侍神到最后满肚子苦水然后对人充满着不满他仔细想想看很可能动机有问题或者态度有问题。
So if a person has been serving God in the end, he becomes very bitter, has lots of complaints and dissatisfaction with others, it may be because he has the wrong attitude or the wrong motive in the first place.
我们在教会是在服侍神。
In the church, we are serving God.
不是在公司里面上班。
We are not working in a company as an employee.
上班是在服侍人。
If we are an employee, we are serving men.
我们在服侍神，那不一样。
So we are serving God. This is completely different.
如果有正确的动机，正确的态度每一件事情，包括我们不喜欢的，包括逆境。我们到最后都会看到给我们带来一些好处。
And if we have the right motive and the right attitude, even in adverse circumstances, we can see the goodness from God.
所以保罗在监牢里面，他可以看到这个他被囚到监牢里面所带给教会的好处是什么。
Even when Paul was in prison, he could see the benefit that he has brought to church because of his imprisonment.
但是这个态度本身有时候要很长的时间才有办法逐渐的调整过来。
So in terms of our attitude, sometimes it takes quite a while for us to have the correct mindset.
包括动机。
This includes our motive.
所以主耶稣要花三年半的时间在训练门徒。
That is why Jesus took three and a half years to train up his disciples.
当然，引起他们服侍的动机，当然也要训练他们有正确的态度。
So to let them have the correct motive as well as have the correct attitude.
昨天我们查考是跟从神，跟从主。
Yesterday we talked about following the Lord.
那今天我们要查考顺服主。
Today we're going to talk about obeying the Lord or being submissive to the Lord.
这是一个很重要的态度。
This is a very important mindset.
最近在美国有一些长子一直在鼓励信徒就是我们称耶稣前面应该加一个主，耶稣的前面要加一个主。
There are some ministers in the states that encourage the members that we must put the Lord, we must before Jesus, we must put the word the Lord.
因为他们从小在我们真耶稣教会长大，一直觉得我们真耶稣教会从小就有这个习惯对主耶稣很尊重，所以前面都加一个主。
So that is why whenever they address Jesus, they put the Lord as the Lord Jesus.
那我们在这个西方长大的，可能是唱赞美诗或者什么原因，我们都一直在讲呀，耶稣耶稣。
So for those who grew up in a Western country, because of the education, we often just say Jesus.
那这个本身呢，也是很有意思的。
In fact, if you look at it, there is a lot of meaning behind it.
但是最重要的意思应该不是在口头上就加一个主。
So I think the most important thing is not just addressing Jesus as our Lord.
那最重要是，当我们称耶稣为主的时候，这代表我们跟他的关系。
But the most important thing is when we address Jesus as our Lord, it represents the relationship between us and God.
我们在服侍主耶稣啊，耶稣他是我的主，我在服侍他。
So we are serving Jesus, who is our Lord. That is why we call him our Lord Jesus.
那这样我们知道这个次序，这个关系的话，我们就知道我们的态度应该是什么。
If we know what kind of relationship we have with Jesus, then we know what kind of attitude we should have.
那既然他是主，所以我们当然就是要顺服他。
Since he is our Lord, therefore we must be obedient and submissive to him.
就像主耶稣在世为人，他要顺服天上的父差遣他来的。
Just like when Jesus was on earth, he has to submit himself to the will of the Father who has sent him.
请看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第五节
Verse 5
你们应当以基督耶稣的心为心第六节
Verse 6
他本有神的形象不与自己与神同等为强夺第七节
Verse 7
反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象既成为人的样式第八节
Verse 8
既有人的样式就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上这里讲主耶稣的服事存心顺服
Here talks about the service of Jesus. He was obedient to the Lord.
顺服差他来的父。
He was obedient to the Father who has sent him.
那顺服的程度就是顺服到死在十字架上。
And he became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
那我们今天要服侍主耶稣，要以他的心为心。
So if we want to serve the Lord Jesus, we need to have the mind of Christ.
就是要存心顺服。
We must be obedient.
这个功课不好学。
The lesson of obedience is not easy to learn.
因为顺服这不只是说点头这样而已，外表的。
Obedience is not just in reference to external obedience.
这里讲主耶稣第七节说他虚己。
Verse 7 here tells us that.Jesus emptied himself.
这个是一个很重要，我们人能够顺服的一个很重要的关键，一个心态。
This is a very important mentality that we should have when we serve God.
他本来有神的形象。
He was God initially.
当然，这是很尊贵的。
Obviously, this was very honorable.
那他成为人。
And he became man.
他取了奴仆的形象。
He took the form of a bond servant.
那要做到这样要虚己。
So if he has to do this, he needs to make himself of no reputation or humble himself.
这样他才有办法顺服。
Only then can he be submissive.
那我们今天我们仔细看我们自己有时候不容易顺服，就是没有办法虚己。
So today, if we find it difficult to be obedient, this is because It is not easy for us to empty ourselves or make ourselves of no reputation.
虚极就代表说你里面没有东西啊。
So to humble oneself is to empty oneself.
是空的。
So inside there is nothing.
那我们人不容易顺服，常常是因为我们里面觉得我们有什么东西，所以就不容易顺服。
And sometimes we find it very difficult to obey is because we feel that we are someone.
好，我们来看耶利米书第九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter
9, 23节
verse 23,
第9章23节
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23,
主如此说，智慧人不要因着他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因着他的勇力夸口，财主不要因着他的财物夸口。24节
verse 24,
夸口业虐，他有聪明认识我是主，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱公义和平和公义，一直夸口。这个人会夸口，就是因为有某一些条件超过别人。
So for a person to be boastful is because he had certain criteria that he's in some ways he's better than someone.
那这里特别提到三点。
Here there are references to three things.
一个是智慧。
One is with reference to wisdom.
那这个智慧以现代的话语来讲，大概就是书读得很好。
So wisdom in today's terms may be a person who is highly educated.
因为头脑聪明，所以书读得很好。
So because he's intelligent, that's why he's good in his studies.
在学校里受，在一个最出名的学校受教育。
So a person is educated in a prestigious institution.
那第二个勇力，勇士。
Secondly, is about the might of a mighty man.
勇士现在来讲，可能是指的办事能力。
So in today's term, you can refer to a man's capabilities.
那因为你很有才干啊，所以在公司里面很容易突出。那所以这个梯子一直爬，就变成职位很高。
So because you are a very capable person, that is why you can climb the corporate ladder very fast, and you become someone in a high position.
那财主以现在来讲，大概就是高收入。
So a rich man in today's term is someone who has a high income.
所以钱财很多。
So he's got a lot of wealth.
那这三件事情会让人没有办法虚己。
And these three things will cause someone to not to be humble.
所以就不容易顺服。
And because of that, it's not easy for him to be obedient.
来顺从神的带领。
It's not easy for him to be submissive to the guidance of God.
在专心仰望神的神的引导。
It is not easy for them to rely on, fully on the guidance of God.
所以我们要效法主耶稣就是要虚己。
So if we want to emulate the example of Jesus, we have to empty ourselves.
马太福音26章里面在提到主耶稣的祷告。
Matthew chapter 26 records the prayer of Jesus.
他很出名，我们大家都常常在想不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
And this is a very famous passage. We often recall this phrase that not as I will, but as you will.
可见主耶稣有他自己的意思，当然他是不愿意被钉十字架。
Obviously, Jesus has his own will. He did not want to suffer on the cross.
但是他在祷告当中，他情愿神的旨意得到实现。
But in his prayer, he would rather let the will of God be done.
所以有时候我们在做圣工当中也可能会有这样的感受。
And sometimes in the course of serving God, we may have this same kind of sentiments.
那要做到相同的祷告不简单。
It's not easy for us to pray like Jesus.
不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
Not as I will, but as you will.
那我们有时候常常祷告，就是我们自己先做决定，然后再求神成全。
And sometimes in our prayer, we first make up our minds about what we want to do, then we ask the Lord to accomplish what we wish to do.
那好像如果我们交托给神，不晓得神会不会带往一条我喜欢的道路。
And sometimes when we trust in the Lord, we ask ourselves whether the Lord would guide us in the way that is pleasing to us.
但是我们要顺服神，要有一个先决的信心，就是神的旨意都是好的。
But if we want to submit to the Lord, we must first understand that the will of God is good.
那对这样有信心，我们才有办法说好，那我愿意舍掉我的，我愿意顺从你。
It is only when we have this kind of faith in God that we are willing to submit to the guidance of God.
那圣经告诉我们，美善全备的都是从神来的。
The Bible tells us that what is good and perfect is from the Lord.
所以只要我们能够确定这是神的旨意，顺服就没有什么困难。
As long as we can be sure that this is the will of God, it is not difficult for us to submit to the will of God.
所以圣经里面我们看顺服是一个很重要的要件。
So obedience is an important criteria.
那在伊甸园里面我们看神创造亚当跟夏娃。
And in the Garden of Eden, God first created Adam and Eve.
神只有一件事情吩咐他。
There was only one commandment that God told a man to keep.
分别善恶树上果子你不可以吃。
Do not eat, take of the fruit of the knowledge of take of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是你自己可以选择。
But you can make this choice.
但是如果你选择顺服，那你就住在伊甸园。
If you choose to be obedient to this commandment, then you can stay in the Garden of Eden.
但是亚当他选择他要吃善恶果。
But Adam chose to take of this forbidden fruit.
他不顺服。
He was not obedient.
把这个次序倒过来。
So he has reversed. He reversed the order of God.
为他的神
He did not magnify the Lord as his God.
那就被神赶出去了。
That is why he was driven out of the garden.
所以我们知道这个顺服在我们在属灵生活上是很重要的。
So being obedient to the Lord is very important to our faith.
我们要服侍他是很重要的。
It's also very important in serving God.
那使徒行传二十章在讲保罗的服侍。
Acts chapter 20 records of the service of Paul.
我们看《使徒行传》的二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十二节。
Verse 22. Acts chapter 20, verse 22.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，心迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事。二十三节
，verse 23，
但知道圣灵在各城向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待我。二十四节
，verse 24，
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主所受的职分，证明神恩惠的福音。所以这里讲圣灵感动人就预言保罗要怎样来受苦。
I hear the Holy Spirit moved the members to let him know that what's going to happen to Paul.
有困难跟患难在等待他。
Actually, chains and tribulation is awaiting Paul.
但是保罗他说我不以性命为念。
But Paul says, I do not count my life dear to myself.
只要我完成神的给我的托付。
As long as I can accomplish the ministry,
神要我走的路程。
As long as I can finish my race and accomplish the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus,
不以性命为念。
So I do not count my life dear to myself.
所以我们这样可以看出来，保罗为着要顺服神，确实他付出相当的代价。
So we see that in order for Paul to be obedient to Christ, he had to pay a heavy price.
那就像我们前面所学的，当我们牺牲了，其实我们是真正的得到。
But we know that when we sacrifice, give up something, then we have gained something that is more valuable.
所以顺服表面有时候是要受苦牺牲，但是到最后我们要得到更大更好的。
So when we obey the Lord, it seems that we are making a sacrifice, but in the end, we gain something that is better.
撒母耳记上，我们先看撒母耳记上十五章。
Let's turn to First Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五章。
First Samuel chapter 15.
这是一个很好的例子。
This is a very good example.
我看十五章的第一节
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 1.
说主差遣我高你为王治理他的百姓以色列，所以你应当听从主的话。
Samuel also said to Saul, the Lord has sent me to anoint you king over his people over Israel. Now therefore, heed the voice of the words of the Lord.
这个是撒母耳对扫罗说的话。
These are the words that Samuel said to Saul.
那这个第一节就把这个次序讲得很清楚。
So in verse 1, the order has been set very clearly.
是神高撒母耳为王。
So the Lord is the one that sent Samuel to anoint Saul as king.
所以这个王位是神给的。
So this kingship was given by the Lord.
当然给王位那个比王本身是更高了。
Obviously, the one that confer the kingship to him is greater than him.
那你为王，你要治理你的百姓，所以你是在百姓的上面。
As king, you are king over your people, so you're above the Israelites.
但是神在你的上面。
But the Lord is above you.
所以你要听神的话。
Therefore, you must heed the voice of the Lord.
那百姓听你的话。
And the people will listen to your voice.
因此这个第一节先把次序讲清楚。
So in verse 1,Samuel has set the order for Saul.
那这个次序讲清楚后，下面就给他一个任务去做。
And after he has told him the order, verse 2, he told him what God instructed him to do.
那就看从他做的事情里面来看，他是不是真的在顺服神给他这个次序。
And then from what he has done, we can see whether he has any regards to the order that is set by the Lord.
我们看第三节。
We read verse 3.
你现在要去击打撒玛利亚人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童吃奶并牛羊骆驼和驴进行杀死。这个是神给他的命令。
So verse 3 was the commandment that the Lord gave to Saul.
先讲次序，然后再讲他要做的工作。
First of all, the order was set, and after that, he was told what he needed to do.
但是第十节开始，我们看这个扫罗当王去执行神给他命令的时候，已经有个人的喜好在里面。
But we see in verse 10 that when he went out to carry out the command of the Lord, he has introduced his own will.
好，我们看十四节哈。
We read verse 14.
撒母耳说：“我听见有牛羊，羊叫牛鸣是从哪里来呢？
Samuel said, What then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?
十五节。
Verse 15.
扫罗说，这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献于神主你的神，其余的我们都灭尽了。
And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed.
所以这个扫罗王有他自己的喜好，他已经把用他自己的喜好来取代神对他的吩咐。
So Saul has his own ideas about doing things, so he has replaced the commandment of God with his own ideas.
那这个次序就已经破坏了，因为神在他上面，他自己的喜好取代了神。
So he has broken the order set by the Lord because he has done things with his own ideas, not according to the command of God.
所以我们在做圣工，真的我们要非常谨慎的。
So when we are doing divine work, we need to be very cautious.
我们个人有我们个人的喜好。
So all of us have our own ideas.
你包括好像说教会里面人事安排四个人来排，大概排出来结果不太一样。
So if you set 10 different people to plan certain work, you find that they may come up with 10 different plans.
因为我们个人可能会有个人的喜好。
Because we may have our own ideas and what we like and our own personal likes and dislikes.
最难的是什么？
But what is most difficult?
最难的是神要我们去怎么去排。
It is most difficult to do things strictly according to God's will.
然后我们每一个人怎么能够把个人的喜好拿掉？
And how we can remove our own ideas, our own likes and dislikes in our service to God.
那如果我们这样，大家把神摆在最上面，
If we place the Lord at the highest position,
那我们就发现教会的运作就会很顺。
And we will find that the working in the church will be very smooth.
但是如果我们个人有个人的喜好，
But if we have our own likes, dislikes, and our own ideas,
那你就会发现整个教会在运作里面好像就是转来转去不顺。
and you find that the church will not function smoothly.
所以这个顺服真的就是我们在这个例子里面呢，就是要把个人的喜好拿掉。
So from this example, we need to remove our own ideas, our own likes and dislikes from our service.
那扫罗这样做以后，神怎么对他说？
So when Saul has done this, what did the Lord say to him?
他说撒母对扫罗说昨天晚上神已经要将说我要他的话要告诉你
And Samuel said that the Lord has told me what to say to you.
那十七节开始说你不是最小的吗？神高你为元首，就是神给你恩典很大。
Verse 17, were you not little in your own eyes when you were anointed as king? Is this not the grace of God?
十八节是神差你去。
Verse 18, the Lord has sent you on a mission.
卖灭撒玛利亚人。
To utterly destroy the Amalekites.
那十九节，你为什么没有听神的命令？为什么没有顺服呢？
Verse 19, why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord?
所以后来他就说我们看那个二十二节。
We read verse 22.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
So obeying the voice of the Lord is better than sacrifice and to heed than the fat of the rams.
所以这个听命跟顺从胜于献祭，胜于公羊的羔羊。
So obedience and heeding the voice of the Lord is better than sacrifices and the fat of rams.
那二十三节
Verse 23.
伯逆的悖逆的罪与行邪术相等。
So rebellion is as grave as the sin of witchcraft.
那行邪术是相当严重的。
So sorcery of witchcraft is a very serious sin.
顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
And stubbornness is the same as idolatry.
所以这个不顺服就好像拜偶像一样，因为已经我们取代了神的地位了。
So being unsubmissive is just like worshipping idols because we have replaced the position of God.
下面讲的更严重，你厌弃神的命令。
And later on here records that you have rejected the word of the Lord.
所以对扫罗来讲，他没有那个心他只是想说他有自己的喜好。
So here Saul did not have the heart to obey. He only has his own ideas about doing things. 但是
在神看起来他是厌弃神的命令。
In the eyes of God, he has rejected the word of the Lord.
如果把这个命令遮起来就是厌弃神了。厌弃神的命令就是厌弃神。
So if you have rejected the word of God, you have rejected God.
那神就不要你做王。
So the Lord has also rejected you from being king.
所以在很多的事情上，我们在服侍神有真的很多事情上，我们需要学习倒空来顺服。
So in many areas of our service to the Lord, we need to empty ourselves and submit to God's guidance.
那我们才能够继续在神面前来服侍他。
Only then can we continue to serve before the Lord.
所以什么叫做谦卑？
So what is humility?
我们谦卑常常把它想是人跟人之间的一种互动关系。
And we often think about humility in terms of our relationship with fellow mankind.
当然这我们可以从这里感受谦卑。
Obviously from this kind of relationship we can show our humility.
但是真正的谦卑应该是我们愿意在神面前顺服他。
But true humility is us being willing to obey the Lord.
所以神所要的是什么？
So what does the Lord require of us?
行公义，好怜悯。
And to practice righteousness and have mercy.
然后存谦卑的心与神同行。
And to be humble and walk with the Lord.
那个与神同行就是顺服。
So walking with the Lord is to be submissive or obedient to Him.
不是神跟我们同行，是我们跟他同行。
It is not God walking with us, it's us walking with the Lord.
那这样要谦卑。
So in order to do this, we need to be humble.
那撒母耳在这个扫罗王在这里他并没有与神同行。
So here we see that Saul did not walk with the Lord.
因为神要他做，他没有完全照着这样做。
Because Saul did not obey the Lord completely.
所以神就不要他了。
So the Lord has rejected him.
他本来是第一个王，神不要他。
He was the first king that was anointed, but the Lord has rejected him.
所以有时候我们看一个人能够服侍神服侍到年纪很大，这真的不简单。
So it is not easy for a person to serve the Lord into his senior years.
如果没有顺服，我们就没有办法服侍神，服侍得很久。
So if we do not submit to the Lord, we cannot serve the Lord for a long time.
神就不要我们了。
The Lord will reject us.
那摩西对这个他是把握得很清楚。
And Moses have grasped of this principle.
好，我们看《申命记》的三十四章。
We look at Deuteronomy chapter 34.
好，《申命记》的三十四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 34.
第九节。
Verse 9.
嫩的儿子约书亚，因为摩西曾按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他。那照着神吩咐摩西的行了。
Verse 9. Now Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses has laid his hands on him. So the children of Israel heeded him.And did as the Lord had commanded Moses.
好，我们这一节圣经节里面，你可以看到哈，这个工作的成全。
So we can here we can see how the work of the Lord was passed from one to another.
啊，在这个工作成全里面，我们可以看到啊，约书亚、摩西、百姓还有神。
So here we can see Joshua, Moses, the Israelites, and the Lord.
啊，但是我们可以看到那个工作的成全很顺。
But we can see that the work of the Lord has been carried out smoothly.
这个两代的工作这样接下来很顺，这不简单啊。
It is not easy for the work to be passed from one generation to another smoothly.
那这个很顺的那个关键在哪里？
And what is the crux of this success?
首先呢，在后面讲哈，照着神吩咐的摩西去。吩咐摩西的去行。
At the last part of the verse, it records that they did as the Lord had commanded Moses.
所以第一个就是摩西是遵照神吩咐去做的。
So Moses did according to the Lord's commandment.
哦，他对神是顺服的。
So he was submissive to the Lord.
哦，那第二个就是约书亚来继承的时候，他没有发明新路线。
And when Joshua succeeded the work from Moses, he did not invent his new ideas.
他知道摩西走的路线是神要叫他走的。
And he knew that the path taken by Moses was the one that has been set by the Lord.
然后约书亚便带领以色列百姓照神吩咐摩西的去做。
And Joshua led the Israelites to do the things that the Lord has commanded Moses.
因为这里说以色列人听从他，他就是约书亚，然后就照着神吩咐摩西上一代的人去做。
So the children of Israel heeded Joshua, and they did according to what the Lord had commanded Moses.
所以我们在这个工作一代一代一直传下来啊。
As we pass the work of the Lord from one generation to another,
我们如果要让这个工作能够程序的很顺利，就是要了解神给我们上一代的这个使命是什么。
And if we want to pass the baton smoothly, then we have to understand what is the work that the Lord has given to our previous generation.
神怎么带领我们上一代把真耶稣教会传到现在这个情况
？And how the Lord has guided the previous generation of the true Jesus Church until today.
那我们现在在这个基础上把它接下来。
And we have to receive the baton on this foundation.
这个最难了。
This is very difficult.
因为我们现在的人在世界上受很高的教育。
Because today we are highly educated.
所以我们不是去寻访古道，看我们古代圣公怎么发展。有时候我们常常去世界找点子，看要怎么发展。
And we do not look at the examples of what our elders have left behind, but we look at the wisdom of the world and try to find new ways and ideas to do things.
那我们就发现说，在圣公要接承的时候，常常发现两代的想法不太一样。
So that is why when the one generation is trying to pass the baton to the next, the two generations, there are differences in their thinking.
那如果我们真的都是很顺服神，应该我们对圣公发展的大方向会一样。
So if we are all submissive to the Lord, then we should have the same idea and concepts about the direction of the work of God.
那就像摩西顺服神吩咐耶稣耶稣要顺服神吩咐摩西的。
So just like Joshua, being obedient to what the Lord has commanded Moses.
那其中有一个关键第九节
And there is also another important thing in verse 9.
就是摩西按手在他头上，他就被智慧的灵充满。
And here was Moses laid his hands on Joshua, and Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom.
所以耶稣也被智慧的灵充满。
Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom.
所以他能够明白神在摩西的身上神所要吩咐摩西要做的，他能够看得很清楚。
That is why he was able to see very clearly what the Lord wanted Moses to do.
被圣灵充满。
He was full of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们现在这个工作传承要接得好真的要被圣灵充满，有圣灵在开我们的心，有圣灵在带领我们，那这个工作就可以接得很顺。
If we want to pass the baton smoothly from one generation to another, then we need to be full of the Holy Spirit.
因此我们要服侍神，对神的一种完全的尊重跟顺服这是非常重要一个关键。
So if we want to serve the Lord well, then we must be fully obedient to the Lord.
那我们就要倒空我们自己，然后要尊重我们在这个神的国里面的属灵的次序。
And if we want to do that, we need to empty ourselves and respect the order that is set by the Lord in the church.
那同样跟顺服有关，就是要下面一点要依靠神。
And similar to obeying the Lord, we need to trust fully in the Lord.
有时候我们在看以色列百姓在攻耶利哥城跟攻爱城。
And if we look at the Israelites fighting against the city of Jericho and the city of Ai,
我们似乎可以学到一个功课。
We can learn a lesson.
当然这个攻爱城失败有个主要关键就是亚干。
Obviously, the main reason why they fell in the conquest of city of Ai was because of Achan.
但是我们仔细看，再看攻耶利哥城那个准备工作跟攻爱城那个准备工作，我们发现就不太一样。
And we see that the preparation that was done before conquering Jericho was different from before they went to fight the city of Ai.
那这耶利哥很大，城墙很高。
Jericho was a high and fortified city.
他们知道这很难。
They knew that it was very difficult.
所以他们就完全依靠神。
So that is why they fully relied on the Lord.
所以那个约柜就带领他们扛着约柜走在前面每一天绕一圈，第七天绕七圈。
That is why they followed the ark and went round the city once every day, and on the seventh day they went round seven times.
最后大叫大喊一声，那个城就倒了。
And at the end of it, they made a mighty shout and the wall collapsed.
所以可见他们对神的一种依靠跟信托那样一种顺服到最后就看到神的作为。
So we see that because they fully relied on the Lord and trusted him, that is why they were able to see this miracle.
但是他们在攻爱城的时候就没有求问神。
But when they were fighting the city of Ai, they did not inquire of the Lord.
所以有时候就会让我们想到当我们做一个工作完成之后，包括属灵了，有时候会产生一种自信心。
And we see that after we have accomplished a task in the church, we might have this kind of self-confidence.
那这个自信心常常会让我们没有真正去依靠神、信托神。
Newly gained confidence will prevent us from trusting in the Lord fully.
所以在爱城失败了，那失败之后他们再回头过来看，那怎么办？
So when they fought against the city of Ai, they were defeated and they reviewed what their mistakes was.
因此我们在服侍神当中，有时候我们常想就说这个人做圣工比较有经验。
And sometimes when we are doing the work of the Lord, we say that this person is more experienced in the work of God.
如果经验告诉我们要完全信靠神，这是好的。
If our experience tells us that we have to fully trust the Lord at all times, this is good.
但是如果因为有经验，我们产生了一种自信心，而完全失去对神完全的依靠跟交托，那这个经验本身是危险的。
But if our experience has given us confidence and we lose sight of trusting the Lord fully and committing everything into his hands, then this experience is not good for us.
那路加福音第五章，好，我们看路加福音第五章。
If we turn to Luke chapter 5,
Luke chapter 5, verse 5.
But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
他是一个很有经验的渔夫啊。
Simon was a very experienced fisherman.
但是整夜他没有打着什么。
But the whole night they have toiled and caught nothing.
但是他要依靠神的话,
but he was going to rely on the word of the Lord.
顺服,
he obeyed the Lord.
他就打了满船的鱼啊。
And when he let down the net, they caught a whole boat full of fish.
真的有时候我们在地方教会看到很多人都有个人布道的经验啊。
And we look at the local churches, there are many people who had experiences in personal evangelism.
信主也很久啊,
and they have believed the Lord for a long time.
那你就看地方教会就没有人信主啊，没有人洗礼啊。
But we see that somehow there are not many people who believe or are baptized.
里面的很多很有经验的人啊。
But they have many experienced people in the church.
那真的我们跪下来，谦卑跪下来祷告。
But if we really humble ourselves and kneel down and pray to the Lord,
神啊怜悯我们吧,
God will have God have mercy on us.
加添你的百姓嘛,
please add on to the number that is being saved.
我们不靠经验，我们这样来依靠神。
So we do not rely on our past experience, but we rely on the Lord.
神就自己动工，就一直不同方法就带领百姓来。
Then the Lord,
牧道者来,
the Lord will start working and he will guide his more and more people to believe in the Lord.
所以这不是说教会里面有很多很有经验的人，圣工就会发展，不一定是这样。
It doesn't mean that in the church, if we have many experienced workers, the church work will be progressive.
如果很有经验的人带领我们懂得怎么信靠神、交托神，那这个圣工就会发展。
But if we have experienced people to guide us to rely on the Lord fully, then the divine work will make progress in leaps and bounds.
有一个教会，他在布道会之前，
and a church before the evangelistic services.
大概前两个月啊，那中午就很多信徒在进食祷告，负责人就带领了。
And 2 months before the evangelistic efforts, the board members led the members to fast and pray.
他觉得这宣道工作很难推行。
Because they feel that it's very difficult to preach the word of God.
就要求神来带领。
So they prayed and asked for guidance from the Lord.
那依靠神啊。
They relied on the Lord.
这就发现哦，这样祷告两个月以后，很多慕道者神自己带来。
And after praying for 2 months, it seems that the Lord brought truth seekers on his own accord.
有一个姐妹，她要打电话去邀一个慕道者。
And one sister rang to invite a friend to come for this evangelism.
拨错电话了，对方说我不是这个人，你拨错了。
So when she rang, the one that was at the other end said, "You have dialed the wrong number. I'm not this person."
那个对方问他说，那你要做什么？
And the other person at the end of the phone asked her, "What do you want to do?"
他说我们教会有布道会啊，我要打这个电话邀请他来慕道。
And our sister replied, "I was calling this person because I wanted to invite her for our evangelistic service."
想不到那一个人说，那我可不可以到你教会去慕道？
Then the person who said that she had dialed the wrong number said, "Can I come for this evangelistic service as well?"
因为我生病很久，很久没有去教会。
Because I've been ill for a long time, I have not been to the church for a while.
所以后来到我们教会慕道，又得圣灵。
And later on, this person came to seek the truth in the church, and she received the Holy Spirit.
所以大家迫切祷告，依靠神，结果神真的就想不到，打错电话也找到慕道者。
And so, when they rely fully on the Lord, even if you dial the wrong number, the Lord will help you to find a truth seeker.
那更有趣的就是，
more interestingly,
有个青年啊，就被安排就去 Chinatown 要去载慕道者。
And one youth was arranged to go to Chinatown to fetch some truth seekers.
那他就到那个街口，车就停下来，看到一个人，就叫他上车。他就看起来很像他在那个人在等车，等人载他。
So when he came arrived at the entrance at Chinatown, he saw a person standing there as if waiting for transport. He just invited. He thought that there was the truth seeker, so he invited him to come on to the church van.
那个人到了我们教会才说，哎，我不是要来这个教会的。
And then this person, when he arrived at the church, says, "Oh, I did not want to come to this church."
原来他是在等一个华人教会人来载他去华人教会聚会。
So actually, this person was waiting for someone from the Chinese Christian denomination.
那看到我们那个青年车子打开了，他以为那个教会派人来了，就上去了。
So when our youth arrived there and opened the door of the car, he thought that that was the one that was sent by his own church. That's why he came into the vehicle.
那既然来了，我们就邀他，那青年就邀他进来慕道。
But since he was already here, so the youth invited him to stay for the evangelistic service.
那后来因为这样信主。
And because of that, he later came to believe in the Lord.
所以当我们不靠自己经验，全心依靠神，仰望神的怜悯的时候，我们发现很多工作没有想到的就一直跑出来。
So when we do not rely on our past experience and we trust in the Lord totally, God will work in miraculous ways.
所以我们要做圣工服事神，要依靠神。
So if we want to do the work of God and serve the Lord, we need to rely on Him.
不要依靠自己。
Do not rely on ourselves.
所以有时候我们在教会里面看到有人在发表意见，好像相当有信心，有点害怕。
And sometimes in the church, when some people voice out their opinions, they are so full of confidence, and I start to feel a bit fearful.
到底那个信心从哪里来？
I ask myself, where does this confidence come from?
因为我们就在想，如果今天我们把一些他世界上的条件都拿掉。
So if we take away all his worldly qualifications,
他讲教讲话的语气、声调、用词会这样吗？
Would he speak in such tone and voice?
所以有时候我们常常就感觉到我们在服事神的那一种信心，原来是从世界来的。And
we find that this kind of confidence in serving the Lord actually comes from world, comes from the world.
那个勇敢是从世界来的。And
this courage actually comes from world, from the world.
那如果那个世界一拿掉，他什么都不敢讲了。So
if we remove his worldly qualification, he would not dare to say anything.
所以有一天，如果身体生病了。
If one day he falls ill,
事业破产了,
and he becomes broke,
或者家庭破裂了,
or his family there is a broken family,
他讲话语气声调态度就不一样了,
then I believe his attitude, his tone of his voice would change completely.
所以有时候我们这个世界上神给我们的恩典，常常会产生一种我们自信心上我们不懂依靠神。
So sometimes because of what we have received from the Lord in worldly terms, we start to have this kind of confidence.
但是我有时候我们看到教会里面，世界上相当成功，但是来教会很谦卑，真的迫切祷告依靠神，这真的是非常难得。But
there are some other examples that we see who are well qualified in the world. When they come to the church, they are humble and they fully trust in the Lord, and this is very good.
这是我们服事神需要的一个要件。And
this is something that is a prerequisite when we want to serve the Lord.
因此，我们在公司上班，来到教会做圣工，那个整个心态，你一进到教会的门就要变了，这个是最难的。So
when you are working in the world, when you come into the church, your attitude, your mentality should be completely different.
世界上是靠才能，靠智慧。
So in the world, you rely on your talents, on your wisdom.
在教会是靠神。
But in the church, we rely totally on God.
仰望神的怜悯。
We look up to the mercy and compassion of God.
那你一进到会堂门，马上你那个好像software要改，这很难，那转得过来就好了。
So when you once you come into the church, your whole mindset have to change.
所以我们的态度，我们服事神的态度要真的是仰望信托神。
So when we serve the Lord, we have to look up to the Lord and trust in Him.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2.
第二节
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2，
因为我定义的定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。第三节
verse 3，
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又战兢。第四节
verse 4，
我说话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。第五节
verse 5，
叫你们的信不在乎神的智，人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。我们看这里保罗说，我是又软弱又惧怕又战兢。
Here Paul said that when I was with you, I was in weakness, in fear, and much trembling.
其实他是一个相当有才华的人。
But actually Paul was an extremely talented person.
那他怎么会这样呢？
How come he behaved in this manner?
因为他知道服事神做圣工不是用世界的才华能够成就什么。
Because he knew that if you want to serve God and do his do the work of God, it is not by relying on your worldly wisdom and talents.
所以他说他所用的是圣灵和神的大能的明证。
But he, when he served the Lord, he demonstrated the spirit and the power of God.
那人信主之后是在乎神的大能，不在乎人的智慧。
So that the faith of the believers will not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
保罗，我们效法保罗哈，我们知道他有那个条件，但是他真的是完全顺服信靠神。
So we must learn from the example of Paul. Although he was gifted, he relied fully on the Lord.
那当然在使徒行传第七章，我们看第七章。
If we look at Acts chapter 7, let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
时间到了哈，我们来休息一下。是不是到四十五？四十五哈。对，好，我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.